Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 12th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Students at Danville High School organized a walkout early yesterday morning to protest against immigration and customs enforcement. In a press release, District 118 Superintendent John Hart says students exercised their constitutional right to peaceful assembly, and they walked off school property to a nearby demonstration. The students held a protest off school property before returning to school after about an hour. Superintendent Hart says the demonstration shows the students, quote, understand their rights, they value their voices, and they care deeply about issues that impact their community and their world. Students at Urbana High School and the University of Illinois organized a walkout earlier this month to protest federal immigration enforcement. Champaign County's new township supervisor says she's committed to securing funding for STRIDES, the area's only low-barrier shelter. IPM Student Newsroom's Fernanda Romero has more.
The shelter is at risk of closure. It currently has enough funding to stay open through April. Interim Executive Director of STRIDES, Charlene Murray, was sworn in as Champaign Township Supervisor at the board meeting Tuesday night. She says she'll be working to make STRIDES operations more efficient and transparent in order to attract the funding it needs to stay open.
We are going to be also changing the way that we're reporting even to the board. We did a poor job of being transparent previously, and that has changed.
She says she'll present both monthly and quarterly reports. A new Executive Director for STRIDES will be appointed in the coming weeks. I'm Fernanda Romero, IPM News.
A state lawmaker from Bloomington is not optimistic the legislature will be able to meet higher education's request for more funding. Representative Sharon Chung says there's still a lot of uncertainty over this year's spending plan.
I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like. It's going to be really tricky. We have so many needs throughout the state, especially with a lot of the federal funding cuts.
The Illinois Board of Higher Education is asking for a near 5% increase in public funding for public colleges and universities. Chung says she wants the governor to release $30 million for higher education. He's been holding on to it for months to cover other potential shortfalls. Illinois has introduced a passport to help people explore the state's history ahead of the nation's 250th anniversary. The limited edition travel guide was launched yesterday at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield. It features a list of close to 60 locations statewide that show Illinois' path through the centuries, from the Cahokia Mounds to the Obama Presidential Center. Gabrielle Lyon is the chair of the Illinois America 250 Commission. She says the passport will also help shine a light on Illinois' civil rights movements and underrepresented stories.
I hope that as you look through this passport, as you travel to these places, as you encourage other people to do that, that part of what happens is that these stories are uplifted.
Passports are free and currently available through Illinois America 250's website. Copies will also be available in every Illinois public library starting in March. Still to come, we'll learn what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, cloudy with a chance of light rain or drizzle with a high of 46 degrees and a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 27 degrees. South wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 51 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 30 degrees. South wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, cloudy with a chance of light rain at a high of 52 degrees with a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, another candidate for U.S. Senate. Democrat Sean Brown is a lawyer. He previously worked in the office of the Cook County State's Attorney. If you have questions, leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, February 12th, there is a screening of The Umbrellas of Cherbourg at 7 p.m. This is at the Knight Auditorium at the Spurlock Museum in Urbana. Join the Roger Ebert Center for Film Studies at their first event of 2026 with this enchanting sung-through French musical. For more information, you can visit the Spurlock Museum's website.
Also that same evening of February 12th, Certified Organic presents a tribute to Roy Hargrove. Enjoy this tribute performance by Chicago saxophonist Chris Green at the Gallery Art Bar at 7:30 p.m.
And on Friday, February 13th, serving up Love Dinner Theater, a buffet of songs. The show is at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. It runs through February 15th at the Hall at 520 in Decatur. Enjoy an evening of food, drinks, and musical love songs. You can visit theater7.org for more.
Also that same evening, Love Fest 2026 at the City Center in Champaign. You can celebrate LGBTQ+ love, community, and joy at the 5th annual Love Fest. This features a DJ and burlesque. Doors will be opening at 6 p.m. and the show is at 7.
And on Saturday, February 14th, there is a health fair for families at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana from 8 a.m. to noon. Join over 25 community organizations for a resource fair. You can visit ucrj.org for more information.
And if you're looking to celebrate Lunar New Year this weekend, you can head over to Gallery Art Bar on Saturday, February 14th from 3 to 5 p.m. There's a Postmark Urbana Spotlight series of Kuroshio. You can find out more information on their Facebook page.
And on Sunday, February 15th, February English Country Dance. This is at the United Methodist Church in Mansfield from 2 to 5 p.m. Join the Central Illinois English Country Dancers for an afternoon of dancing to live music. And you can visit their website for more information.
And that evening at 8 p.m., Diary of a Gay Disaster. This is a humorous and heartfelt new musical by Coalescence Theater Project exploring queer life. The show runs through February 17th at the Station Theater in Urbana. You can find out more information at cur8.com.
Now for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change, and if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Fernando Romero, Arjun Tucker, Eric Stock, Sam Nafsker, Adeline Moy, and myself. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.